on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
It's 1948. What are things like on the coast side back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
Two from the coast side elected to Harbor Commission. Aside from President Truman's sweeping re-election to office of President of the United States by defeating the Republican nominees Dewey and Warren, the coast side's most vital interest centered around the outcome for election of Harbor Commissioner. Final tabulations found two coast side residents, Nate Johnson of Princeton and H.N. Clark of Miramar, chosen to the board of five members, which will guide the destiny of the Pillar Point Breakwater. These jobs are a non-salaried elected post. Navy plane lands at the Coastside Airport. A Navy airplane on flight from San Diego to Oakland made a forced landing at the Half Moon Bay Airport. The plane was running low on fuel and was unable to land anywhere bayside due to very, very thick fog. San Mateo County Road nears completion after nearly 4 months of work, which was delayed by shortages of gasoline caused by the recent refinery strike. The contractor has announced that the San Joaquin to the Sea Highway, also known as Highway 92, will be completed in about 2 weeks.
Now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Greetings, Coastsiders. I'd like to do a recap following our huge pumpkin festival, as many ask me every day, how did it go? I can say this year went exceptionally well with no major incidents. Saturday was record crowds, and Sunday was a bit lighter, but it was certainly enjoyable for all who came. The weather was perfect. The parade welcomed Grand Marshal, four-time All-Star, third baseman Matt Williams. What a gentleman. He brought his whole family, and he was on the giant pumpkin display, and all the people and all the little leaguers rode with him during the great pumpkin parade. The winning giant pumpkin was on display for photos grown by Travis Ginger of Minnesota, who well earned the big prize of 2,417 pounds, taking home money of approximately $23,000, and for making the trip all the way intact from Minnesota. He spent about $2,000 in gas, I must tell you that. We had an awesome musicians on all four stages, 265 arts and craft booths, plus our great additional Made on the Coast artists on Sunday. Most of you listeners know that the proceeds from all these efforts go to our local nonprofits in our own community. Thank you for supporting this annual effort. Keep calm and pumpkin on. The economy is beginning to take off now since the war is over, so much so that there is a post-war housing problem and prefab houses are introduced. Slowly, the fashions are becoming more daring, with the bikini gaining in popularity. Also, due to demand and inflationary pressures, prices are rising, and many believe that the government should bring back some price controls. Televisions are appearing in more and more homes. In fact, 1 million households now own a TV. It was just 5,000 households 3 years ago. In world news, Israel is declared an independent nation. The United States and Great Britain begin a massive airlift for food, water, and medicine to the citizens of West Berlin following a blockade by the Soviets. In popular culture, the game of Scrabble is introduced, and top films include The Road to Rio and Easter Parade. In the music world, it's a kaleidoscope of styles. Left over from the war years are some of the big band sounds and dreamy love ballads. This is a top 10 hit from 1948, a young lass that started her career during those war years and is growing in popularity both on the records and in the movies. Here's Doris Day and It's Magic.
You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. at the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin. When I am in your arms, when we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic. How else can I explain those rainbows when there is no rain? It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? My love for you. It's magic. It's magic. Why do I tell myself these things that happen are all really true? When in my heart I know the magic is my
In 1948, the war that had a new sound is being heard. The faint sounds of something that will one day be known as rock and roll. Here's Wyone Harris and Good Rockin' Tonight.
a jumping and a stomping at the Jubilee. Hey, man, that's good rocking tonight. Sweet Lorraine, Sioux City Sioux, sweet Georgia Brown, Caledonia too. They'll be there jumping like mad. Hey, sister, ain't you glad? We got the news, there's
this is Cameron Palmer thanking you for listening and inviting you to join us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.